Good morning on Sunday, the 12th of September 2021. Our readings for today are from James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 38. And I want to read the first few verses of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, and reading in verse 27. Now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and on the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, "Who do men say that I am?" So they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said to him, "You are the Christ." Then he strictly warned them that they should tell no one about him. And that's finishing in verse 30. Now this is a passage that we're familiar with. We know it in other Gospels. "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But here it just says, "You are the Christ." But the bit that I want to focus on is what Jesus said. Jesus said to them. Them were his disciples. That's who he was talking to. In verse 29 of chapter 8, Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And I want to ask you the same question today. I want you to think about this question. And maybe instead of thinking about it, if you were one of the disciples, and what would you say? I'm going to ask that question slightly differently. Now the question is, Jesus says, "But who do you say that I am?" And I want to ask it to you like this. Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? Now there may be right and wrong answers, and to be honest, I'm not looking for the right and wrong answer. And I believe that God isn't looking for the right or wrong answer. But I believe that the Lord wants you to look within inside yourself and ask yourself that question, who is Jesus to me? Now, depending on where you are in your Christian walk, that answer will be different. Maybe you are like Peter and you want to say, "Jesus, you're the Christ." Some others may say, "Jesus, you are God, you're the Son of God, but you are God, Son of Man." And all of those titles are correct. But Jesus asked, "But who do you say that I am?" And I'm asking you today, who is Jesus to you? And I took confirmation class this last night, and I took confirmation class Saturday week ago. And in the confirmation class, because I've got two classes, they're doing the same course, I was dealing with the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer starts off with "Our Father." And God wants to know us personally and intimately, and he wants us to know him. And so in this question, in this gospel reading in Mark chapter 8 today, who you say that Jesus is, or who Jesus is to you, is important. Is he just the Lord God Almighty, the Saviour of the world? And yes, your Saviour? And is he your Lord who you will follow? But do you know him? Do you know him? I was reading something from Joseph Prince on Saturday morning, and it was quoting a verse from Isaiah, but it was written from the point of view of the Gospel of Matthew. And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 7, it says, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." And Matthew was quoting from Isaiah 53 and verse 4, which says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." But the way that Matthew was talking about it, he says, "He himself." And what he meant was Jesus, the Lord Jesus. Jesus, the person, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. You know, God wants us well, and God wants us whole, and God wants us prosperous, and God wants us with him. That's why he saved us. But it wasn't something that was just done for us, but it was something that was done by him. It was personal. And so when Jesus is asking Peter and the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" He's really asking them, "Who am I to you?" Now they walked with him and they talked with him and ate with him. They knew him. But they were growing in knowledge and wisdom and understanding of who he was as the Son of God. And they would come to know him as the Savior of the world, as we do. So I just want you to ask yourself that question. Who is Jesus to you? And I would encourage you to meditate on that perhaps today. And really just to search your own heart. Is Jesus not just simply your Savior and your Lord, but is he your friend? Is he someone you know? Is he someone you talk to? Is he someone that you seek first? You know, Matthew 6 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." But part of seeking first the kingdom of God is seeking Jesus. Is knowing Jesus, is walking with Jesus day by day and talking to Jesus and allowing Jesus to change you. Because I need to let Jesus change me. And not just to change me, to fix me, to make me a better person, but to change me for his glory. To change me because I know him. To change me because I want to talk to him and live with him and just be conscious of him and walk with him as he walks with me, because he's my number one friend. He's the person that I want to know and be with and walk with. And just be conscious of being in his presence. Yes, he is Almighty God. He is the Christ, the Anointed One. But he's Jesus, the person that I know. And I want to know more and more day by day. As he walks with me and I choose to walk with him. So Jesus said to the disciples, Mark chapter 8 and verse 29, "But who do you say that I am?" And as I've said to you, who is Jesus to you?